On January 10th, 2011, this is Polling You number 25. Michael here with Bridge Hands. Welcome, everyone. Today we're going to have an exciting lesson. We're going to start exploring slams. So let's go ahead and begin right away. On this hand, we have north and south will be vulnerable, east and west not vulnerable, and south will be the dealer. Here we go. In clubs, queen jack, that's 3 points. In hearts, another queen jack, up to 6. The ace of spades makes 10. And the queen jack in diamonds, that's 13 points. We have a nice 5-card distribution, nice running suit. Normally when we open a hand, we have 2.5 quick tricks. Those are defined by our aces and kings and sometimes a connected queen. In this case, we have 1 quick trick for the ace. We have no kings, so we only have 1 quick trick. So from a standpoint of being able to rapidly gain tricks, we don't have that. Another method is losing trick count. Let's take a look and see where we're missing some aces and kings. In this case, we're missing 2 losers in clubs. Another 2 in hearts makes 4. 1 in spades makes 5. 2 in diamonds makes 7. 7 losing trick count hand is not considered a good hand. It's just considered an average hand. And when you look at this hand, it actually has the feeling like it would play better in no trump with all these slow tricks. So nothing extra here. Okay, off to west. West, ace of diamonds, 4. In spades, we have a lovely king, queen, 10, 5 times. That would be another 5, and I'd say one more for distribution. 6 plus the 4 makes 10. Another 3 for the king of hearts makes 13, a definite opener. We don't count length and shortage points, just the length as the declare, as the overcaller here. So we'll do 1 spade. For north, oh my goodness, points everywhere, and primary honors abound. In clubs, 7 high card points. In hearts, another 4 makes 11. We'll come back to the spade. 3 more for the king of diamonds. Makes 14 high card points. Our jack of spades, we certainly won't count for anything. That's the opponent suit. But we will count shortage points. We normally count 1 point for a doubleton and 3 points for a singleton with enough trump support. We have more than enough trump support with our partner bidding a club, even if it's just a convenient 3-card minor. So we would add at least another 3 points for the singleton. So that is 17 high card points, neglecting the jack value itself. And with a couple extra trump, I would bump it up to maybe 18 or 19 points. So what is our bid? Well, some people would want to Q-bid the opponent's spade suit. They would go 2 spades. Others would go 3 spades to show a jump, to show some extras. Although for some of you out there who play Western Q-bid, say, partner, if you've got a spade sopper, bid 3 no trump. Well, that won't work for them. And some of you will do what's called a splinter bid. We'll bid at the 4 level of the opponent suit, but going to 4 spades takes up so much spinning space, that doesn't really rate too well. So perhaps 3 spades. Let's go 3 spades by north. Off to east. East has no high card points. Well, a 10 of hearts, but that doesn't help much. So would you pass? No, no, no. Take a look at this again. We have 5 spades to support our partner. Remember, our partner bid 1 spade? And according to the law of total tricks, we generally will bid to the level of the number of the cards we have in that suit. Our partner has 5. We have 5. We bid to the 10 level. 10 level, subtract 6 for our book, makes the 4 level. 4 spades would be the bid. And we're happy that we have a singleton. Also, recall that we are non-vulnerable, so we have some impunity. So, 4 spades over 3 spades by north. So, the auction, 1 club, 1 spade, 3 spades, 4 spades. Oh my goodness, it's back to south again. This auction kind of got away from us, did it? And sometimes this happens when we're vulnerable versus not. So what are we going to do now? Well, first of all, if we pass, a pass is forcing. We opened, our partners bid strongly by cubiting at the 3 level. The opponents seem to be doing some preempts by going to 4 spades. So a pass would be forcing. Our partner must bid on higher or double for penalty. That's the 2 options if we pass. So we don't have to worry about the auction passing out. If we bid 5 clubs, that's our weakest action. And it's not a bad action, is it? Because we're not so fond of partner going on to slam with all these secondary honors. A lot of you will pass. Some will bid 5 clubs. let's say for sake of argument that we'll go ahead and pass the south hand. A pass by east, not wanting to go to the 5 level. North bids 4, no trump. Blackwood asking for aces. A pass by east. 1 ace is the second step. The second step after 4, no trump, is 5 diamonds. Pass by west, back to north. North, you don't really have to worry about the opponents taking two quick tricks in a suit. That would be ace and king, because we have two honors, top honors, in clubs. We have a top honor in hearts. We have a singleton in spades. They can't take two there. And we have one of the top honors in diamonds. So 6 clubs it is. And we'll be signing off at 6 clubs in north. It goes pass, pass, pass. And we have it off to west for the opening lead. This ends part one of the video. So, will north-south find their slam contract? Will east-west mount a good defense, perhaps setting the declarer? Coming soon to a theater near you, yes, look for part two of our video. It's available in the download area. We'll see you on the flip side. Bye for now.